one of the biggest challenges I think that really exists with short-term rentals and a city's ability to regulate short-term rentals, it has to do with, you know, we know that we're in Texas. We know that we are a pro-property rights state, and our ability to regulate it is not going to be the same as the state of California's ability to regulate it. And so keeping that framework in mind, we have to understand that we're balancing really two competing interests of property rights. You have the property rights of the people who live in the neighborhood, who are the owner-occupied homes. They want, you know, quiet, peaceful enjoyment in their neighborhood and in their community. They don't want to have nuisances living next to them or being across from them. But then you also have the property rights of the people who own the short-term rental, and they might not even live in your state or in your city. They could be out of state, but they still have a bundle of property rights that comes with their ownership of that property, even if they're leasing it out off and on all the time. And so you're balancing both of those rights. And that's hard because they really kind of have divergent interests in a lot of ways. You also have, I think, this evolving notion of what really is a single family residence. And I think, you know, I've heard a lot of comments at council meetings and just in the public arena that, well, it's not really a single family residence because, you know, it's more akin to a hotel. It's a short-term limited duration stay, and it's changing. There's this constant, you know, kind of revolving door of people coming and going. And so it doesn't bring the traditional quiet and stability and peace of a single family residence. I think that in a lot of ways is based on an older view of what a single family home is and really what a single family is. You know, it's no more just the mom and dad and the 2.4 kids. I mean, we have the notion of families and who lives with you in your home. It's evolving and changing. You have multi-generational family housing now. It is not uncommon for people to have their parents living with them. You have maybe blended families living together. You might have, you know, siblings. And then in my neighborhood, for instance, there's, you know, a two couples. It's a two sisters and both of their spouses and both their kids. They all live together in a single family home and they're all related. But it's certainly a much larger family than just your nuclear unit of one family. And so I think that is changing. And there are, you know, just different notions of who constitutes a single family in America today. You also have another really big competing interest and challenge with these short-term rentals is, on the one hand, you know, it's great to have these property owners want to lease out their properties because oftentimes that spurs reinvestment in those homes. That creates the, you know, the ability of the property owner to come in and really kind of up the ante on what the house is going to look like, make it look better, invest in it. Because, you know, no one's going to rent a house if it doesn't look good when they go online and view the pictures on the VRBO app. And so, you know, it behooves the property owner to put money in to really, you know, making these homes look better. And that, in a lot of ways, is a great thing for cities because you see investment and reinvestment in maybe some older housing stock or, you know, some single family housing stock that maybe has not had that kind of renovation in a long time. But the flip side of that coin is that you also have people who, as much as they would like to see the houses renovated, they also are just very happy and comfortable with the status quo. And bringing in these short-term rentals really does kind of challenge the status quo in a lot of ways. And it is not kind of what they have been used to with these houses on their streets being, you know, not neighbors that they know and can see and talk to that they've lived next to for years. And so it's really kind of challenging the status quo. Other challenges, I know Alan had just mentioned the number of local preemption bills that have been filed this legislative session. You know, there's this ongoing struggle with the state legislature that I don't think shocks anybody, that is really this battle between the state and the cities about, you know, maintaining local control and who gets to tell cities what they can and cannot do. Home rule cities have a lot of authority given to them by the Texas Constitution, and they feel very strongly that they should be able to maintain the local decision-making authority. but the and that's a great thing. I mean, I'm a municipal lawyer and I'm all for, you know, local control. There does create a little bit of challenge in that, because what you then have is, if you have all these home rule cities who have their own local control and look at the problem in their city and figure out the best way to regulate it, well, then you have this patchwork of local regulations that's created, this patchwork quilt. And that can be challenging if you are the property owner wanting to rent out a short-term rental, or if you are the VRBO or the Airbnb companies who don't know all the varying regulations in all these different jurisdictions. It can obviously just create some uncertainty as to what are the rules that regulate and affect a short-term rental.